We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mechesem Beis, and we are starting on the beginning of the third line from the top of Mechesem Beis. Omar Rav Yosef, Hani Nashi Dudan, our Noshim, when it comes to making matzah on Pesach, Nog Lameifa Kapiza Kapiza Lepischa. What they do is they bake only three lugum at a time, because we said five lugum is Chayav Echala, and when you're Chayav Echala, you have big problems. What do? Right, which has a big problem. You bake challah, what do? Because you leave it, it comes chametz, you bake it, you have a shayla, they have a good eitzah. You know what they do is? They only cook, they only bake three lugum at a time, and they're not chayav challah. It's like, the halacha is, we pass in 15 cups of challah is chayav with a bracha, 7.5 cups chayav with a bracha. They make four cups of dough for challah. That's all they make. Because they want a chap rind, they're not going to have a shayla of challah. That's what they used to do. What's pshat in you, l'chumra? Because you have a worry, you're doing l'chumra. You don't want to have to come to bake it, or chametz. But chumra is the kulahu. To come mafkle mechala, ma'is to be mafkia for the mitzvah of chala. That's a kula. You know, good you're not chai mechala so little, huh? Right, yeah, but ma'is those days, people want to forget about chala. They say, oh, you don't take chala? People think you're not chai mechala. That's a kula. Omalei, no, they chai mechala. What they do is the avdan krab liyaza. They do like Rav Eliezer. What's Rav Eliezer? The Tanya. With the Tanya, Rav Eliezer, Eimer, Haroidev and Neisim Lasal. Let's say you take a challah from the oven and you put it into a basket. Hasal Matzar from challah. So, of course, they make less than a shear. But after the shear is over, they put it into one basket, the Chayav and challah. Then we gave it for us. Let's say for us, we make five cups of flour, make challah. They make another one, then another one. And then you land up with one big basket. You Chayav and challah then. You have to take a challah after it's baked. Tzir of Sal, it's called Tzir of Sal. So what it says, what they do is on purpose, they put it in like a Tzir of Sal, and they take off challah. Like they do these days in the matzah bakery, also they do it this way. After it's matzah, they put it into the basket and take off challah. Vom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Eliezer, we're paskin like Rav Eliezer, that Tzir of Sal works. Amalei, how can you say Tzir of Sal works? But itma Allah, Vom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, lo yishon wel kikroi shel bavel, shenoish chesumezu, Rav Shmuel Levi said that the only time tziruf works is only if the doughs touch each other and they get stuck to each other. They have to pull it apart, and something comes off the dough when you pull it apart. But stam in one basket is not enough. That's what that is. We learned that even ka'achin, even if they're not touching each other, you could have tziruf sal. The kasha was Rav Shmuel Levi says tziruf sal only works by noishchos. So here's that nashchas. So you put it into, after it's baked, putting it into baskets, not being nashchas. But the Gemara says, no, Rav Chanina said, even ka'achin, even if it's not nashchas, you are chai mechala because of tzir of sal. Boy, Rav Yirmiya, what's called a tzir of sal? Tavlo she'en lo lavzavzin. You have here a tray that doesn't have any walls. So on one hand, it's a tray, so that's a keli, right? But it doesn't have any depth to it. Is that called a keli to be chayv mechala or not? No, toich kli beina v'aleka. You need inside a kli you don't have. Or you dima aver kli beina v'aleka. Or maybe it's enough to be in the aver of the kli, and that you have teiku. L'maisa, we don't have a psak halacha for that, so that's teiku. We don't have choice. You have to, if you want to do tzir sal, just do it in a keli. But on the other hand, you have to be machmir l'chumra that if it goes on such a keli, a flat tray, then shaylo chayv mechala. Like a cookie tray, if you have too much challah on that, then you didn't take challah, it make you chayav and challah. Tanya, then this bride's been on three sheets about this. Tanya, Lezo Eimer, Hasal Matzarfon. Tzir of Sal works. Rav Shua Eimer, not only Tzir of Sal work, Tanner Matzarfon. The Tanner is Matzarfon. Just being in the oven together is Matzarfon. Rav Shimon Gamil Eimer, Kikr Shabbat, Shanesh Ruzum is Matzarfon. You need Dafka if they're touching each other and you pull them apart, they're attached. That's the only time you have Tzir of Sal. So that's the three sheets over here. And Rashi brings down. Rashi brings down twice in this sugya that even for Rav Eliezer, who said that you bake the challah, then you took off challah afterwards, he says you need tzir of sal. That's what Rashi says. And the Riva on Tosfos Mem Zayin Mem Vav Mem Beis asks Kasha on that. That you need tzir of sal is only if the dough wasn't chayav challah. But if you have a big dough that's chayav challah already anyway, then even afterwards they separate, they don't need tzir of sal to take off challah. For example, let's say someone forgot to take off challah when he was baking dough. Let's say these days, he has made a big 5 pounds of challah, and then if you can't take off challah until after it's baked, you have to put everything into a basket to take off challah. You can just take off challah. The halacha is you don't have to put everything into a basket to take off challah. Because once it's chayav and challah, it's enough. That's what Riva says. Rashi is mashma that even though it was chayim chala, you still have to make tzir of sal when you take off chala. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rava argues, and we don't pass it like Rashi. You don't need tzir of sal. Once it's chayim chala, you don't need tzir of sal. Tzir of sal is to make a chayim chala, but to make a hafrash of chala, you don't have to be a tzir of sal. That's one thing we'd like to speak out. Another thing I want to speak out is that tanur mitzarfon is still could be negeya our days, because there's a whole shayla that if you make chala nas the chalik, you plan on splitting it up. You shouldn't be chayiv and chala. So here, since you're making a bunch of mechalas, why is it not called nasachala? Because some of the place can answer, because since it goes into the oven together, the tanner is mitzarfon, and that's what makes it chayiv and chala. Al kaponim, that is the sugya of tzir of sal, and now we're going to go weiter. That's the end of the sugya of chala. We have a few blad about that. Now we're going to a new mishnah.
Huh? What do they do with the
matzah they create? They take chala after it's matzah already.
So it's not
Pesach. It's not Pesach, but still they don't want to have chametz around. They don't want to have chametz around either. They don't want to take up a dough. What? No, yeah. Tzir of sal works. Yeah, to make that's what they do. Make small dough amounts of dough at a time, then they do tzir of sal. Yeah, they don't have like stores where they sold matzah. Yeah, Rabbi Gamliel, I'm looking at this. Rabbi Gamliel, Omar Shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel didn't talk about now things that leaving dough around to become chametz. Like we have before, if you leave dough for 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. So what happens, those days they have very small ovens, and they take turns using the oven. So three ladies come together to the place where they have the small tanner, then they could knead dough at one time. And then, only one person's dough could fit into the tanner alone. The other two could wait for that person to finish baking and then put in their challah. They might wait 18 minutes, but not choshes to wait 18 minutes. It's be less than 18 minutes, they'll bake very quickly and they'll come. We're not worried. We say there'll be reason and they'll wait 18 minutes. Even though they're waiting for the oven, we let them make dough together and then to use the oven one turn after another. Chum argues, but they three people could work making challah, making matzah at the same time, but they have to do it at different intervals. Echad lo, so one person is kneading, but while the other person already is up to the next step, echad arachas, because by the next step I'm making it into shapes. But achas oifen, the other one's baking. It has to be like assembly line. It can't be that they're all doing the same thing at the same time. And Rabbi Kiva sticks off of the Rabbanon as a kasher on Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva Imer, loikol anoshim, veloikol aitzim, loikol tenurim shavim. And we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva's time is, Rabbi Gamliel, you're saying, every person, they could knead together and then wait. You know, not all ladies are so geschickt. The lady who's baking it might take a while until she gets it baked. And the eitzim might not be so hot. And the tanner might not be so hot. So don't allow this. That's why Kiva didn't like this. And the Mishnah ends off, Zah klal, tofach tiltas v'chayim. If you see the dough starting to rise, throw it into cold, put your hand into cold water and smear it with cold water, that will stop it from rising. Tana Rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't explain how the Rabbanon's assembly line work. Tana Rabbanon. Losha hi mikatefes. The one who is lost first, she will then go to the next step, which is mikatefes. The step of mikatefes means when they shape the dough and get it ready for baking. So losha hi, she first is losh, then mikatefes. Then she starts shaping the dough. The chavrita now, lady number two, is losha, still start kneading tachtaya, still start kneading. Then mikatefes hi oifa, the one who is making the shapes will bake. Then mechavrita mikatefes, number two, the lady number two, will start shaping tachtaya. Vashlish is losha, and now a third lady starts kneading the dough. The one who baked now starts kneading again. Then number two bakes now. And the third one does shaping. Goes around and around. That's what they do. Because you don't want all at the same time kneading, because then they have to wait for the oven. Kozman is a batzeg and a chimus. Kozman that they're busy with the batzeg won't come to the chimus. But if you have a gamil, that two people are waiting for the other one to finish baking, and that's a problem. Rabbi Kiva and Malikol Nashim Tanya, I'm Rabbi Kiva, Dante Fer Gamil, I tanya to Rabbi Gamil, who said that three of them could knead the dough at one time. I tanya to him like this. You know, then Rabbeinu, tell me, Rabbeinu, you're allowing this, but Nashim's Rizois? Are they talking about Nashim who are very quick and they're very geschickt? I've been Nashim changed Rizois, talking about ladies who are not so quick. But Eitzim Lachim, is it wet wood, which takes a while to burn? It's invasive, or dry wood. But Tanacham and Tanacham, is it talking about a very hot oven or a cold oven? Amali, so he answered me, "Ain lechal mashashanu chacham." I only know what the chacham says. Don't worry about it. They'll be geshit. If there's a problem, they'll put the hand in the cold water and stop them from rising. And therefore, we can allow them to do this. We're not worried. It'll be more than 80 minutes, and we're not worried we'll have a problem. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. Seer. We learned before about seer. Seer is something that's not completely chametz. It's just starting the chametz process. And the halacha is also the lekuli alma. The shaila is when is it called chametz that you have yos v'hanah and yichayev karas on that. So halacha is seer yisarif. When it gets to the level of seer, you should burn it. Va'oichloi potter. But you eat it is your potter. When it gets to the level of siduk, then you sarif, you burn it va'oichloi karas. Then that's real chametz. What's called seer? What's called siduk? Ezu seer kikarni chagavim. When it has cracks that look like the antennas of a grasshopper, which means it goes two different ways. The cracks are not interwoven with each other. Siduk is arvu stokim zebezeh. The cracks crisscross with each other. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda is more mako. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that seer is only called seer not when it starts getting a little bit red. It's when it starts getting cracks. And the first level is cracks that don't intersect with each other. That's it's also to eat, but it's not chametz and chametz. It's not karas. Until it intersects with each other, it's not called chametz mamish. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We had this before. This Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mechamayim Rim, which was Rabbi Meir Shita before, and we had it earlier in the Masechta a few blad ago. Mechamayim Rim is zeh v'zeh oich chayv karas. If it has any type of crack, it chayv karas. But ezu seer, what's the type of seer that's got to be burnt, but not chayv karas? Kol shechsifu panav ka'odim shom sa'reisam. That is when someone gets very scared, it gets a little bit pale, it gets a little red, then that's the shear of seer that's a little bit chametz thick, but it's not mamish chametz. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on this plague of chametz and Rabbi Yehuda. Ezu seer, kol shechsifu panav ka'odim she'omdu sa'reisav. What's called seer? Anything that gets a little pale, a little red, like a person whose sirus stand up, means when he's scared. Siduk is karni chagavim. So this is different Rameh. Rameh Shidas. This is the same Shidas as Chacham in our Mishnah. Rameh holds, already when it gets a little red, you can't eat it, but it's no chi of karas. A crack's already like karni chagavim, that already, without intersecting, that's already chayav karas. Different Rameh. Chacham where Rameh Ezu seer, ki karni chagavim. Seer is not chayav karas, that's when it's like a little antennas of a grasshopper. Siduk, what's called siduk, the chayav karas, is arvus stokum zevzeh. We're the two. The cracks intersect with each other. And then it says, v'zeh v'zeh oich chayav karos. That makes no sense. You just said, seer is not chayav karos. V'na antran, seer yisar, v'ach lepater. The Rav Yehuda. Eima l'rameya, when it says, oich l'zeh v'zeh oich chayav karos, going back to Rameya, Rameya holds that Rav Yehuda's seer is chayav karos also. Eima l'rameya, zeh v'zeh oich l'chayav karos. The fi Rameya, any type of crack is chayav karos. Omer of my time, Rameya. What's takap pshat? Any type of crack is chayav. He holds that that's called chametz. So no, it's not the pshat. Omer of my time, Rameya. Ein lecha kol sedek v'sedek b'maylosh. Ein loy kamis dokel mata. There's no crack that's on top. There's no cracks on the bottom. And on the bottom, they're really intersecting with each other. And therefore, if there's cracks on top, it's a similar cracks on the bottom. And therefore, will be chametz.